Welcome back, everybody, to Bad Film Good, the podcast where we look at poorly rated movies and we ask the question, my name is Alice, and is this bad film good? My name is Declan, not Alice. Oh, God.
My name is Aiden. In the year 2019, was it? No, 2021. We started a podcast that was that would change the world forever.
I got nothing.
It didn't.
But it didn't. good stuff.
I'm sorry that I took your bit in the beginning. I didn't realize you were going to do the bit for my name is.
It wouldn't have had the same impact if I told you about it. So
yeah. But in case you hadn't guessed from the title, today we will be looking at Resident Evil 5 and 6. That is Retribution and the Final Chapter, which is just such like what they call. They have a name for each of them, and then
the final chapter.
The final chapter.
Do they all start with an R as well?
No, Apocalypse. They don't. Not even close.
But they...
Apocalypse, Extinction. I mean, I'm sure there's a silent R in there, maybe.
Yeah.
For Apocalypse.
Dyslexic brain's like,
and they all start with an R.
Oh, man. Yeah. But before we get into our sort of round off of the Resident Evil movies,
Resident Evil
franchise, this franchise anyway, to do with it, Aiden, why don't you tell us what is Reshrekking this week?
Yeah, because everything starts with
Resident Evil Reshrekking.
Right, so this is an article from Removieweb, and
right. It removes things from
it
the
removes
web.
The web. Yeah, it's actually a company that removes spider webs in your home.
Mm.
They've got like
they
are going under. They are struggling, dude. It's an article, and it says, every Shrek soundtrack song ranked. Now, I, you know, it's not much of an article per se, but I thought we could go through the list of what they've said, and we can say whether we agree or disagree. I mean, so, like, the article's like, Shrek is a film, here is all the soundtracks. For each song, they give a little... you know, bio about the song. If you want to know about the song, I can read it. But if not, I'll just say fuck it.
They're getting their word count up for them. Whatever. We don't care.
Yeah, we don't give a shit.
We know the songs.
So number 11. So there's 11 songs on the soundtrack. Number 11.
Wow.
You Belong to Me by Jason Wade. Now, I'll give you a little spoiler.
Right.
11 to 8, don't remember.
You said the name of the song, and I was like, maybe we should have had a little information about what these songs are, because I don't know what they are. But we stick with it.
Well, it's good because it says, so that one is the one that plays by the campfire scene when Shrek and Fiona share a dinner. Of roasted weed rats. I did listen to all of these prior because I was like, I should probably familiarize myself. I still can't remember what this one is, honestly.
Yeah, so, I mean, maybe 11 is deserved.
Yeah, 11 is that. Same for number 10, It Is You I Have Loved. Again, I...
Yeah.
It's the... okay. The next two... I'm going to take my fucking watch off because it keeps buzzing at me. There we go.
This guy and his fancy watch.
The next two are credit songs. So you'd be forgiven for not remembering or knowing what they are. But the number 10 is It Is You I Have Loved. And number 9 is Like Wow, which I listened to. That one kind of sounds like... Don't go chasing waterfalls. But like a Wish version of it. It's all right. Like, it was fine.
Yeah.
And then number 8, Best Years of Our Lives. That one's a bit of a bop. It sounds like a Living La Vida Loca kind of vibe, but you haven't heard of it before. It was all right. It's not bad.
Yeah.
So we'll agree with all those. Right. 7-1. These are ones we know.
All right, baby.
Let's get into this. This is a real list. So number 7, Bad Reputation by Half Cocked.
Yeah, it just hit me in the brain there. Yeah. The song. The song just started in my brain.
It half cocked in your brain.
Yeah.
It's the one where they, you know, they're doing the fight in G-Lock. Banger.
Yeah.
Number 6.
Yeah.
I'm on my way. Scottish. I'm on my way by the Proclaimers. Yeah. Banger. My Beloved Monster by Eels. It's the one that plays. They're sat by the campfire and Donkey passes out. And Shrek and Fiona are like starting to fall in love. It's a bit of a banger, I will be honest.
I don't remember, but I'll take your word for it.
You should look it up,
sir. That you are.
Yeah. You should look it up. Honestly, it will play and you'll be like, oh yeah, I remember. It's got like a sick guitar. It slaps, dude. It fucking slaps. Number 4, yeah. Hallelujah by Rufus Wainwright, the emotional one.
Right.
The one that's like, you know that one.
Yeah.
It's like. Exactly. Number 3.
It's Louis Armstrong.
I'm on the moon. Help me. Hey, Fiona. Why don't you hit me down there? In the swamp. Fiona. Wanna fuck dead. Oh, pussy. I'm sorry.
Louis Armstrong, you need to keep it in your phone.
Yeah, Louis Armstrong, jeez, God damn, man.
I refuse to get into my pants.
Louis, no!
Louis, no, please.
It's swinging out. We don't wear pants on the moon. Zero G. It's floating around.
All right. Number 3.
Anyways.
I'm a Believer. Smash Mouth.
Classic. Banger. I mean, it's going to be mostly Smash Mouth at the top of this list.
Number 2 is Stay Home by Self, which is the first one on the credits. The film ends and it plays. I don't know what else.
Right. I can already see an issue about to arise here, but carry on.
Yeah. And number 1 is All-Star Smash Mouth. And if it wasn't, so, I think we would have...
So immediately their crime is not even including... unless you said it and I didn't register. Is I Need a Hero on the list?
Bro, you are thinking of the Shrek 2 soundtrack.
Oh, sorry, was it just from the first movie?
Just Shrek.
Did I miss that bit?
Yeah, just Shrek.
All right, I'll put my pitchfork down. Here it is. Ooh! So, me putting my pitchfork down just stopped the recording. So
you're so aggressive.
Why don't you repeat your point about making your own list?
Is that when it stopped? I can't remember.
It literally, I think so, because I put my pitchfork down about the whole... It literally must have, I don't know, I just put my phone down on the table, and then I guess it just paused the recording.
Where were we?
I was that mad.
You were like, stop recording! So, I've made my own list. So number 7, Stay Home, the one that plays in the credits. I'll preference this by saying each one of these songs, if you listen to them back, they all slap. Yeah. 1 to 7, sure. They're all bangers. But yeah. Stay Home.
So what you're saying is this doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What you're saying is your list doesn't matter.
None of it matters. I don't know why we did this article. We've spent almost 15 minutes doing this.
Yeah. And this is your fault.
Yeah. And now you've got to listen to it. So Stay Home, 7. It's a credit song. We don't need that. I'm on my way. The Proclaimers. The Proclaimers are funny, but I'm not like adding it to a playlist. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I'm like, it comes on in your vibe, but I don't want to, I don't seek it out. Hallelujah might be a controversial 5. People do love that cover.
Yeah.
And if it's the one I'm thinking of, then it's like the preferred version of that song. But, you know, it's sad, you know? I want a vibe. I want a vibe.
Gotta say, don't remember the cover at all, so don't care, Bennett.
Okay. All right. Sweet.
Don't know, don't care.
4, My Beloved Monster. Honestly, listen to it, you'll remember it, you'll be like, yeah, this slaps. Okay. 3.
I'll refrain from saying don't know, don't care.
Okay. 3, Bad Reputation. I can't believe they gave it 7. What the fuck are you doing?
Top 5, honestly.
Yeah, top 3, bro.
Yeah.
It's a banger.
Yeah.
And 2, I'm a Believer. How is it not 2? I mean, they gave it 3, but honestly, what are you doing? It's Smash Mouth. And then, you know, All Star.
I'm a Believer, was that Smash Mouth?
Yeah, well, it's a cover of
Okay, all right. You know, the original composer's Smash Mouth.
Yeah. Do you agree? Do you disagree?
Yeah,
I'll agree. A bit redundant because you don't know all but 2 of these songs.
Yeah, so. I mean, you've moved all of the songs that I would have put into the top 3 to 5. I'm happy with that.
Sweet. Do you know what we should do? Maybe next week, the world. We'll do a return and we'll do Shrek 2 soundtrack because that's the one that everyone knows.
We all know what I'm putting at the top of that list.
Dude, I don't know. Go back and listen.
Ooh. Oh, yeah,
I don't know. There are some bangers on that.
Goods. There are, aren't there? Do you know what? I'll say it in advance. I fucking love Puss in Boots and Donkey's version of Livin' La Vida Loca.
Oh, man.
Absolute banger. I will actually find it on YouTube and listen to that version of the song.
Oh, dude.
I did it at work. I was sat there at work with it on loop.
Okay, all right. Well, all right. For next week, homework. Yeah. You've got to just familiarize yourself with the Shrek 2 soundtrack.
You realize we're recording in 2 days.
Yeah.
For us, it's not next week. I have less time.
Yeah, but you could do that. Just give it a listen. Yeah. Honestly, you'll listen. Just give it a quick click through and you'll be like, I know that one. I know that one.
Sure.
Make a list and we'll convene. And we'll see what we think. But yeah, that fucking slaps.
That's homework for you at home as well.
As well, yeah. Because if
you can tell us, but we won't listen because we can't hear you.
Yeah. Well, tweet at us on our Twitter. That we'd use.
What's the equivalent of that? The fact that we don't have Twitter, what's the equivalent? I guess you just like
send us your
make an Instagram post and tag us in it.
Yeah.
Just DM, I guess.
DM us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Text us.
We won't read them.
No. Or you can email us. We have an email. Yeah. I forgot about that.
We have an email. It's very, very empty.
All right, I'll check it while we record. Oh, but anyway, that's what's Shrekking in the news this week.
Yeah, all right. So, Shrekking aside, Aiden, this week, as I said, we watched Resident Evil Retribution and Resident Evil The Final Chapter. Sorry without that. And we'll sort of do we did this in the same way as we've done previous ones in the past, for the first and second and the third and the fourth. where I have watched the sixth film and Aiden has watched the fifth film.
Yeah.
And we've already both seen these films together before anyway. So yeah. We will sort of vaguely remember things. So it'll be a lot of us going, this happens, oh, yeah. And the other person going, oh, yeah! and I can't wait for you to tell me all about what Luther West gets up to. But but anyway, the first one that we'll do is Resident Evil Retribution, which we saw both of these, by the way, on Amazon Prime. And I love this description for Resident Evil Retribution. Literally, it just says, a sequel to Resident Evil Afterlife 3D. That's the description for
what?
The movie.
No!
Yeah. That's on Amazon, that's it. Resident Evil Retribution, I look at it, and it says, a sequel to Resident Evil Afterlife 3D, and then underneath, anxious, frightening, terrifying, science fiction, suspense, as the tags. Love that. Watching a film, anxious.
Do you know what that is? That's the guy, the usual guy's gone out, he's on holiday, and then the shit guy that takes over,
yeah,
he's also on holiday.
Yeah.
So this is the boss. They double book. So this is the boss being like, this isn't my fucking job.
He gave it to a runner.
Oh, no, he's like, I haven't got time for this. And just quickly, like, it's a sequel. I don't care. Like, they're going to fire me? I'm the fucking boss.
Yeah.
So
they came back and they were like, well, sir, you weren't wrong.
They're like, you're fired.
Yeah. Be funny if it was wrong.
So, this is
let's get into the deets, because I don't remember a huge amount about this.
Okay, so Resident Evil Retribution. It was made in 2012, which is honestly crazy when you watch it.
Yeah,
it
what we got for reference? 2012 was Avengers? Yeah, 2012 was Avengers.
Yeah.
Avengers 1.
That's funny. It stars Mila Sienna Gilroy, Michelle Rodriguez.
Of course.
We'll get into that in this one.
I love that I don't have the hatred for Michelle Rodriguez as you.
I don't have the hatred for Richelle Rodriguez, but I do hate Michelle Rodriguez.
Oh, the unfortunate similarity between their two names in their acting careers.
I don't
have that same thing as you do.
I've got.
I have that response now whenever I see her or hear her name. Because of you. I'm just like, oh, fuck's sake. And then I'm like, well, I don't really mind her that much. I get it. I understand. But
we'll talk about it.
We'll get in it. Yeah.
Ariana Engineer.
What?
Ariana Engineer. Amazing. Bing Bing Lee. Boris Kodjo. You know who that is.
Is that?
Luther West. Steve Buscheim and Johan Erb.
The Erb.
This has 5.3 out of 10 on IMDb. 28% on Rotten Tomatoes, and only 39 Metal Crickets liked it. It had a budget. Now, we do this every time. We're like, no wonder they made more.
Yeah.
This had a budget of $65 million.
Right.
Domestically, it grossed $42 million. Not very good.
Not that great.
Worldwide gross... 240.
Oh my god. Jesus.
Every time.
Wait, is that how much was the last one? We do this every time, but how much was the last?
I think it was about 300 or something. I think there's been a little bit of fall off, but fucking make bank, all of these. Right, what was the last one? Afterlife, was it? Or Extinction?
So, but it didn't do. I don't know. All of them are like fucking... Like, you've got Extinction, but you also have Apocalypse. Like, they're all just game end fucking titles. So you don't know which ones were.
Okay, for example, what's this one? Afterlife, which, yeah, the one before this was Afterlife.
Oh, yeah, we said it earlier, a sequel to the 3D.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Afterlife 3D or whatever.
Yeah. Fucking 5.8 out of 10 on IMDb. Budget of $60 million, made $300 million.
Oh, right, yeah.
So good.
And that was the one where she fucking jumped off the building and did that stupid shit.
Oh, man, we'll talk about some of that stuff. So, look, so the opening credits is like, yeah. So if you remember the last one which you watched, they're on the boat and Jill's evil now and she's coming to kill them. Right? So the opening credits is quite cool. It's like the reverse of the
end assault,
of that.
Right?
Yeah, it's the reverse of that battle. So, like, it starts
in
with Alex. Yeah, in slow-mo, of course.
Of course. I remember that.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
And but you are like, and it is good. I did like it, especially in the slow-mo. It's quite dramatic. But you're like, man, that was cool. I hope I don't have to rewatch that entire scene in normal motion to, like, just see what
in
I've just
motion,
seen.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Just like, I was like, and I know it's going to happen. And lo and behold.
Well, with all that slow-mo, by the time you get to the start of the reverse, you've forgotten where they've ended up.
Honestly, so we get that slow-mo. Then we get My Name is Alice. And I can't remember. Like, she just... It's probably the same, but My Name is Alice, and she just explains the plot of every film we've had before. But because of this,
pretty much,
because of this is the sixth installment, and the first and second film are like quite imperative to the narrative of this one. It literally, and I'm not just saying literally, it literally takes 5 minutes for her to go through the plot of all these films.
Oh my god!
So you're now 10 minutes in. And then you get that scene again, and you're like, I just fucking... Can we just get to the film?
Oh, brilliant.
Like,
what's funny is that I don't think there's any slow-mo in the sixth movie.
No, really?
I am trying to think of any moments that are slow-mo.
Oh, there's so much slow-mo in this.
And
maybe
I don't know if there is.
Maybe they were like, you cannot, after the fifth one, they were like, you cannot use any more slow-mo.
You broke the slow-mo camera. Slow-mo camera.
The film would take 10 minutes if you filmed it in normal sleep, in 50, 60, 24 frames per second.
Bloody if Zack Snyder.
So then it's a bit jarring because, so we get we've seen the scene, we see what happens, which we've just seen, and then Alice wakes up in a bed, and you're like, we're doing this again. But she looks a bit different, and it's because she's woken up, and she's just a normal suburban housewife, and
it was all a dream.
Pretty much. No, And she's married to... Okay, so in the one I watched, the third one maybe, do you remember she has that passionate kiss with that random guy that she met, like, the day before? And she's like, I love you. I can't remember.
No,
I
don't remember it because it probably wasn't important.
Try and look it up. He's definitely someone from the games, and as we've said before, you're the lore guy, and I
don't
know.
Let me. Resident Evil 5 movie cast. Who's he playing? What's his name?
I'm trying to find it. I don't think he's on the main build cast. He honestly shows up like twice. I know.
Probably not one of the proper cast. Oh wait, Carlos?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Well, because Carlos was in the second film as well.
Yes.
He was in most of the second film, and then I wondered what had happened to him because he disappeared and he wasn't in the fourth one. But okay.
Yeah, yeah, right. He dies in the third one. It's where they do Carlos, that's him. It's where they do he gets bit, so he's gonna die anyway, and he's like, I'm gonna sacrifice myself. And Alice is like distraught with the fact that he's gonna die. They share a kiss and you're like, bro, what the fuck? and then in this one, she wakes up, Carlos is back, he's the husband, and they've also got a daughter who is deaf. And I should have looked it up, but I couldn't be fucked. I don't know if she is, the actress is deaf. I hope she is. What? No, but do you know what I mean? Like, I hope she is.
Yeah.
Joke, an idiot. No.
Oh, well, take your hearing away from you.
Yeah. No, but like, do you know what I mean? Like, you hope that they've actually cast someone that's deaf for a deaf role, not just someone that.
Right. Dig yourself deep. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
She was born partially deaf. There we go.
Oh, okay, nice.
Nice.
Cheers.
You were like, we only half got them.
Stop, dude, stop. I'm trying my best. Oh, God. Okay, so she wakes up. She's got a daughter. Yeah. She's got a husband. And then zombies come. And you're like, is this a fucking dream? What is this?
Yeah.
And you're like, the zombies come through the door and you're like, and then she wakes up. Is she going to wake up? When's she going to wake up? And it just keeps going. They're like, they escape from the house. Michelle Rodriguez and I'll get to that in a sec. Michelle Rodriguez shows up in a car and she's like, I don't know what's going on. Get in the car. They fucking crash.
Is she like her neighbor or something in this?
Yeah, something like that.
Like in this place.
That's right. And then Michelle Rodriguez shows up. They crash. They just leave Michelle Rodriguez in the car. They're like, fuck her. Let's go.
I bet you love that.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
And then Carlos, he turns up again, but he's like, he's back as a zombie, and she's like, oh my God. And then he kills her, and you're like, man, what the fuck is going on? And then it cuts to real day Alice. And it turns out that was all a simulation. Because in this one, I don't remember the sixth one at all. I don't remember what happens in it. And I barely remember this one. But this is the one where it's a big facility, and they're doing, like, loads of simulations. So they've got a bunch of clones.
Right,
and they're
scenario
just like,
experiment stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, you get, you get the Shibuya crossing again.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, oh, okay, so I guess when we saw it in the first, Or whenever we saw it in that film, maybe it was the simulation we were seeing or something. I don't know.
No, I don't think so, because it had the narration of like the, when the virus took over, it went across the whole world and it did whatever and it, like,
right.
It
okay.
Did a big zoom out to show the whole world with the lights going off and stuff. So that was in the fourth movie, I think. So I don't think that, yeah.
All right, but that makes sense, though, actually, because they say in this one, they say, like, they're like, oh,
what is this? Some sort of simulation?
No. They explain that Umbrella made a bioweapon and then sold it. So they were doing these simulations to be like, hey, look, China, this is what will happen in Japan. You want to buy it? And they're like, yeah, that seems sick. And then they've got one for Moscow. And they're like, hey, USA, you want to buy this and do it to Moscow? And they're like, yeah, that's sick. And it, you know, like, so they've got a bunch of different situations.
I see, right.
So you're like, right, okay.
Couldn't have just, like, you know, animated something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
A whole facility, sure.
But yeah, so Alice is in Umbrella again. Jill's still evil. She's like, fuck you, Alice. And, like, Alice wakes up, like, you know how every film she wakes up and she's, like, the most naked they could possibly.
Oh yeah.
This one, they've got like two bits of napkin taped to her body. It's just like, what is the point?
Oh bro, I'm telling you, man. Her husband wrote and directed these movies. He was the crew were there trying to film it, and he's like, right, for this one, you gotta be naked. And she's like, ooh,
yeah,
yeah. How naked? He's like. Yeah, these two napkins. And everyone's like, is this work appropriate?
She's like, maybe one of the napkins, like, kind of falls off in one of the scenes. And it's a bit revealing. It's clearly just a movie mistake. Because in the next, it cuts to the next shot and it's stuck back onto me. You're like,
and he's like. And I'm one of the assistants. I'm going to help you out of the pod.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. But yeah, so she's essentially naked in this big white luminous room with Jill on a telecom being like, "Who do you work for?" And she's like, "What do you mean who do I work for? What are you talking about?" But she for some reason Jill's like, "Who do you work for?" I don't know. Doesn't make any sense. But then the system gets hacked and, you're like, oh shit, someone's helping her. She gets some clothes and some weapons and stuff. She's running through like she runs through Umbrella and there's a bunch of fight scenes and genuinely 90% of it is in slow-mo. It's amazing. and then she gets to like the control room. And then Ada Wong is there.
Yeah.
And Wesker. Oh. And I was like, didn't Wesker die?
He not only died, but we saw the plane that he was in. Like, you got to understand, it's in this movie, in the fourth one, they didn't just use, like, an explosive. It was some kind of fucking, like... nuclear level blue explosive kind of energy field that then implodes on itself. So even if they were like, ah, nah, but he jumped out of the plane, buddy, he would have had to fucking rocket out of that plane at the speed of sound to escape the explosion. The only thing that would possibly be acceptable for them to say is that he's like a clone or something. Because they just do that for everybody in this bloody film.
Yeah.
This franchise.
But I don't know, man. It's just Wesker. He just shows up. And he's like... because Ada shows up first. And you're like, it's Ada Wong. And...
that's bloody Ada Wong.
That's Ada. Bloody Ada Wong, isn't it? And she's like, Ayo, don't shoot me. I've got something to say. And then Wesker shows up.
Literally, and let me tell you something.
Then Wesker's like, hey, yo, we're good guys now, and Umbrella stinky, so join us? And Alice is just like, yeah, sounds legit. And I was like, are you fucking
joking?
Bro, the
previous movie... there's no way that these two follow on from each other.
I know. It's fucking... dude, wait till the end. Like, this one is just a whole big retcon. It's like, remember the last movie? Don't worry about it.
Oh, like, I remember the retcon they do in this movie.
So good. So fucking good. Yeah. But yeah, so then Ada One's like, we got a team. We just got to get to, like, this point in this facility. We got to get from A to B. And we've got a team that are gonna meet us. And in the team is Leon, who I think, is this the first we see of Leon?
Yep.
In the franchise? Yep. And you're like, sweet. And.
This is, quote unquote, Leon.
Yeah. Even I know that I'm like, hey, bro, that ain't Leon. But we get Leon, like, four or five other nondescript men there to be killed.
Right.
In various different ways. And then the one and only Luke the West.
Luke the West.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah, baby. Fuck me. I forgot about this. I'm just looking up how they looked for the characters. You got fucking, like, Serbian Leon for some reason. He just looks like he's... Like, oh, my God. They've made him look like a generic... It looks like a terrible wig, but he looks like every, like, generic Russian bad guy.
Yeah, literally. It was that, and, like, because I think you probably would have, because he's wearing the Leon outfit. And I think you probably would have been like, oh my God, is that fucking Leon, as soon as he shows up. But for me, it was like, someone was like, hey, Leon. And I was like, is that really meant to be Leon?
Yeah.
And this is me. I haven't played them.
And they've got Barry in it as well.
Oh, is he another guy?
Barry is like, he's in the first game. And the first game, Resident Evil throughout the franchise is... Especially the early games, is very well known for its terrible voice acting. So right. Barry is the one where he's like, hey, Jill, that was close. You were almost a Jill sandwich. Shit, like, she nearly gets crushed. Or he's like, hey, take this. It's really powerful, especially against living things. It's like some ammunition type. And she's like, what about you? And he has his massive fuck-off revolver, and he's like, I have this. It's so great, but thing is, I'm looking at the actor, Kevin Durant. I do like him. He's been in... I can't remember what he's been in that I liked him from. But he's been in a lot of stuff. And I do like him. But not...
not
best card. He's older. He's older than that. But
So they're doing the thing. They're running through for the facility, both Leon's team and like Ada and Alice, and then they get to the original the simulation we see at the start with the suburban housewife.
And you
see Michelle Rodriguez is dead. Oh, no, sorry. You don't see Michelle Rodriguez as dead. You see Michelle Rodriguez, but it's nice Michelle Rodriguez. Aww. And this, I was like, I like this Michelle Rodriguez, because my problem with Michelle Rodriguez, we must have said this before, it's not that I hate Michelle Rodriguez, the actor. I just hate every character that she plays, because it's always the same thing of that, like, you know, angry look, angry smolder. And it's like,
it's the half-eyed.
And that version of Michelle Rodriguez does turn up in this, and I'm like, boo! But we also get good, wholesome Michelle Rodriguez. Alice hands her a gun, and Michelle Rodriguez is like, oh, I campaigned against gun rights. I don't want to hold this. And she's just like, nah, you've got to fucking shoot some stuff. And she's like holding the gun in a really weird way. It's good stuff, basically. Yeah.
Nice Michelle Rodriguez.
Nice.
What you're saying is that women should smile more. How dare you be such a disgusting
every
pig.
Time you always fucking twist my
I'll
shit.
Find a way I'll find a way
but yeah, yeah. so
but anyway
so um Yeah, so you see the simulation, but this little girl is still alive somehow. And she sees Alice and she's like, "Mummy!" And then like runs up and gives Alice a hug. And Alice just goes like, "Yeah, all right." And I was like
I've been in weirder situations, sure.
Yeah, I was like, okay, sure thing. And also, like, it's just, I don't know, I found this weird, like, so obviously because the character is deaf, so in the original simulation, Suburban Mum Alice is like signing to her, and she's signing back and stuff. But when our Alice shows up, she just knows sign language as well, I guess. And I was like, look, it's not inconceivable that a field agent would know sign language. But I was just like, it just feels just...
I mean, I suppose you could... They could bullshit a thing of like, well, all the Alices have been like... You know, they're all, like, programmed to have
they'll all speak every language.
And they can all just do anything. Because Alice is the coolest fucking person, and everybody who's the Resident Evil character, who's the original character, has to die.
But I was just like, oh, man, it's just so, like... That just felt so shit. Like, I don't know. I kind of wish they did a sort of, oh, this Alice isn't her mum, and she doesn't know sign language. You could have some, you know, you could have some
more... They find a way to communicate.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You could have more about that. But they were like, nah, she just can. And she's her mum now, and it's fine. And you're like, okay, sweet. We move. And then this is the funniest bit in the film, hands down. So, like, they're moving through and they're like, oh, you stay with my daughter now. You stay with Michelle Rodriguez to be safe. And we'll, me and Ada and, because they find out where Leon and Luther are and they're getting fucked up basically. So they're like, we'll go help. And the little girl goes, I love you. And Alice just gives her the fucking dirtiest look and then just walks off. It was so funny. She's just like, ugh! And just like walks off. And I was like, man, fucking savage.
She's like, nah, I don't want to go along with this anymore.
But yeah, so, you know, Luther and Leon... They're struggling, they're doing a fight, and then Alice just shows up in a fucking Rolls. And Ada gets captured by Jill, which will be important later.
Sure.
So it's just Alice, and she's like, she fucking whips out in a Rolls, which has got those rims that look like they're not moving.
Yeah.
Or like they're spinning backwards. And then... that she like whacks a zombie out of the way. She's like, get in. And Luther West is like, sweet ride.
And, has he seen her until this point?
I don't think so. No.
So the woman that he's like used to be in a group with for a certain amount of time and then got completely separated from them. And then they both just happened to bump into each other in a fucking underground facility, like with a million to one chances that this would happen, and then he was like, "Sweet ride."
So Luther West is part of the team. They've gone in to rescue Alice.
Oh, they've gone into okay.
That's their whole vibe. But yeah, there's a big chase, and it's like badass. They're whipping in a Rolls, and then like they crash into they crash into the subway and they're getting chased by like a big version of the weird mutant from the first one.
Licker
or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Lickers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because isn't there, I don't know if this has already happened or not in the thing, because it's all like a simulation stuff.
Yeah.
Have they gotten into Don't they end up in, like, Shibuya or something at some point?
They do,
Is that later?
Yeah. And Ada's there, and they fight two big things with an axe.
Yeah, because you have the... again, they're just sort of... They're just choosing and picking which sort of random enemies from the different games that they want, even though, like, one is from South Africa, one of them is from, like, fucking Spain. Like, you know, the Las Plagas, which is never explored, they're just like, oh, it's part of the zombies, isn't it? Just has tentacles. And you're like, what? That's not... I mean, sure, if that's what you want to do for the movies, I guess. It's actually a parasite. It's nothing to do with the virus. It just... They use it in conjunction with each other.
They do a bit of Las Plagas, which I don't know what that is. So they're just but you see it and it's a little parasite, because at the end of the film, spoilers, evil Michelle Rodriguez injects herself with the Las Plagas, and someone goes, oh no, it's Las Plagas. And I was like, all right.
That's so funny. They literally haven't set that shit up. They were just the T-virus, the T-virus, the T-virus. Even though in the games, it is the T-virus to begin with, and then that's the very first initial one. But then you have the G-virus, which is a like an evolution of it. You have there's so many additional like things, because as the games progress, you have different situations where somebody's like, oh yeah, they got their hands on the T-virus, and then they experimented on it, and it evolved into something else, like the T-Abyss virus, or the fucking... it all came from the progenitor... I don't know if it was called the progenitor plant, but yeah, basically, they're just... all sorts of stuff. But in this, it's just, no, the T-virus. Oh, and then that parasite thing, that's... Don't worry about that, that's here.
Yeah, it's just so like, oh, it's so good. It's so good. I've gone for so long, but just quickly, they like the thing catches up to them. It kills Michelle Rodriguez, nice Michelle Rodriguez, and nicks the kid. Just before they're about to escape, and Leon makes a great point, because, Alice is like, I've got to go save my baby. And Leon's just like, bro, why? Like, he says the line, I've lost my friends to save you. And like, we're basically right at the exit. And now you want to go save someone. Something to that extent. He's like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? I've just come here to save you and you've gone off. And she's like, yeah, I'm just going to do it. So Leon and the boys, they escape. And Alice goes and kills the thing. And she saves the kid. And they see like a big, you know, the factory where they're all being cloned. And the kid's like, what the fuck is going on? Are you my mum? And Alice goes, you are now. And I was like,
sorry.
Can
you just quickly settle something for me? Unless you want to build up to it at the end. Does the kid die?
I'll build up to it at the end.
All right.
Well, actually, there's not much to build up. No.
don't. There's literally no mention of this child in the sixth movie.
So I'll get to the end. That's so funny. Jill fights Alice. They escape the facility. It was under the Antarctic or some shit. It's like all covered in ice underwater, so they flood it. So that's done with. No more facility. But Jill is fighting Alice because she's still got that spider thing on her. And Michelle is fighting Leon and Luther. Alice gets fucked up by Jill, but then she, like, takes that spider thing off her chest and then shoots it in slow-mo, of course, and then...
Sure.
Jill's like, sweet, I'm back on board. But Michelle fighting Luther and Leon, Luther West fucking dies, And we know he dies. It's the classic Luther West thing where he's like, I'm back, baby. But he fucking dies because they do some like weird Mortal Kombat thing where Michelle punches his chest and it's like an x-ray and we see his heart stop. And I was like, if this motherfucker comes back at the end.
But he's Luther West.
He's like, nah, I'm Luther West, mate. Nothing can kill me. And then she does the same to Alice and her heart almost stops as well. But she just gets up and Jill throws the gun to her. And Alice, like, I guess in this, Las Plagas just makes you invincible. Because Michelle Rodriguez gets shot and then she just, like, shits out the bullets. And she's like, you can't fucking kill me. And then Alice is like, yeah, but I can shoot the ice by your feet and then you'll drown. And then she gets, like, dragged down by ice zombies. Right.
Brilliant.
But this... The end. The most important thing.
Right.
They retcon the retcon of the retcon.
Yes. Let's fucking go.
So they get rescued by Wesker.
Yeah.
They go to the fucking White House and Wesker's like, hey, I'm president now, maybe. And,
by the way, I'm the president.
Yeah. and then he like fucking, he's talking to Alice. Oh, they go in the facility and Alice goes into the, you know, what's the room where the president sits? Doesn't matter.
The Oval Office.
Yeah, thanks. Alice gets invited, but the others have to wait outside. And that girl gets like ushered off away. And then right. I assume that's the last we ever see of her then. And then Wesker is like fucking flash zooms over to her, like super speed, and it injects her with, I guess, Las Plagas. And he's like, I need you, so here are your powers back. And I was like, fuck off, man. That's just unbelievable.
I love the idea that he goes around with two syringes at all times.
Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
like, this one's to remove the powers, this one's to give them back. And then he injects her and he's like, I've removed your powers. And she's like, I don't really feel any different. He's like, ah, shit, that's the wrong one. Hang on, let me inject you with the other one.
But then
I got the labels mixed up.
But then, yeah, then quickly, I assume this leads into the next one. They pan outside and there's a massive zombie army outside the White House. And then Wesker's like, this is the last stand. The next film is the last one. The final film.
This is going to be a final chapter.
Yeah, yeah. And then it ends. I will say, bad film, good. This was my favorite out of the three I watched for some reason. I don't know why, specifically. It was the right level of... Maybe it was because of nice Michelle Rodriguez. I was like, finally. But I don't know. It just... I liked it. It was good. It was as good as the other ones. I just vibed with it. And it had some really fucking dumb stuff.
So yes.
That felt good. But yeah, quickly.
All right.
Because fuck me, it's like an hour in.
I probably won't take so long going through mine.
All right, sweet.
Yeah, so we have Resident Evil Refinal Chapter.
Refinal Chapter, yeah.
Yeah, which, again, we watched it on Amazon Prime, and it describes it as Alice returns to the Hive in Raccoon City, where Umbrella Corp is gathering forces for a final strike against the remaining survivors.
What?
And this one is dark, eerie, intense. Yeah.
But didn't the Hive get fucking destroyed?
So, no, you're thinking of the Hive that was in under Shibuya.
Oh, right, okay.
Because they have multiple ones all over the world.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Just give us a little rundown.
So this one is 2016, which was like, it took them 4 years to do this, as opposed to the two for the others. It stars Mila Jovovich.
Yeah.
Ian Glen. Wait, Ian Glen? So Dr. Isaac's expect? It doesn't matter. Ali Larter. Ali Larter. They're all fucking back.
Yep.
Sean Roberts. Owen McKen. Fraser James. Ruby Rose. Willem Levi. Roller. I don't know who that is. Eva Addison. Mark Simpson. Steve Buscemi. Milton Shaw. Siobhan Hodgson. Lee June Jin, Aubrey Shelton, Caroline Midgley, Dylan Skuse, Kevin Otto, and more. It's got.
I thought you were at a point where you were making them up.
No. No, I was just saying them wrong.
Yeah.
It's got 5.5 out of 10 on IMDb, 38% on Rotten Tomatoes, and 49 Metal Crickets liked it.
Sure.
This one. To follow the trend,
right?
It has a budget of $40 million. So this is like
$20 million less.
Yeah, and I can't remember, but it's definitely on the lower end, maybe the lowest. But right. It made $26 million domestically, and $312 million gross.
It must have been so domestically. It only made that much. It must be that it's just a huge market over in like Asia or something, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Because it's the
I think it's
action,
the Chinese
like,
market. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. These slap.
Yeah. So right. First things first. Let's just take what happened in the last movie. So,
right.
You ended with
yeah. They're
the
on
whole
the White
of, like,
House.
It's the White House fucking grounds, and they're surrounded by fucking, like, miles of armies of the undead, right?
And all, Wesker like, says the line, this is, we, everyone here is the last of humanity. There's no one else. This is it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the film starts with, you know, my name is, what? My name is Alice.
Chicka chicka.
Alice. Chicka chicka. Alice. And she gives a whole fucking backstory of the whole thing that's happened and blah, 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 blah. And then we start with just, like, a big ruined city, which I think was... I think it's supposed to be where the White House was. I don't remember if I specifically was like, oh, that's the ruins of the White House. But right. It's the ruins of this thing. And just ruins, rubble, not, like, it's barren. It's burnt to the ground. And Alice's hand bursts out from underneath some rubble, and she just gets up and then starts moving. And immediately, and I remember when we watched this before, and I was like, fuck off. They have just built this huge thing up. And then the next movie, they were like, yeah, that was crazy, wasn't it? That happened. Anyway. Also, they completely, by the sounds of things, they completely ignore the entirety of that movie.
Because, that's so good.
Because I can tell you what, you never see Jill. Jill just is never mentioned. She
oh
never
my
appears.
God.
Nothing to do with Jill literally ever happens in this movie.
That's so amazing.
The same goes for that fucking girl. The little
her
girl.
Daughter. I guess they all died.
I guess they all just died. Wesker does appear sort of sporadically a couple times, like, oh, he's on a monitor, he's doing an evil thing and Jill's escaping it or whatever, and like, I mean, it's said in the thing she's got to get to Raccoon City, but she's basically just going through this desolate thing. She has to like fight off some giant flying bat, which is kind of a they've like changed how the one, it's from Resident Evil 5, like they've taken it, the design from that, but they've changed it a bit. So she does that and destroys it with a car or whatever. But one of the main differences in how they shot this, I'm so sure that there is no slow-mo in this movie. Maybe there might be a... No, actually, no, you know what? There is a very small amount. Because I remember there being a bit where, like, a bullet is, like, flying towards somebody and you see the bullet and whatever. But it's only towards the end. Because there's somebody else who has this kind of combat fucking... special combat wiring in their brain so they can predict this kind of thing. But what this film has, if you remember, is an obscene and disgusting amount of cuts.
Yes!
This movie yes! is the one that is infamous for there being a monster like trying to jump at Alex, oh my, and she's God, shooting yes. it. And literally, there's a cut almost every single bullet she fires. Like, there are bits in this where it cuts so fast, you can barely understand what's happening. Every time there's action, it's literally like cut, 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 cut.
It's like a Bollywood drama.
Yeah, but it doesn't do the repeating. It just cuts to 5 million different angles while the action is happening, so that you're like, oh, wait, oh, shit, what just happened? I don't understand. So you have a bit of that. One thing to note, she doesn't have any powers.
What?
She doesn't have any, and you know what? They make one mention, one line from someone. I don't remember. I think it's the... Because, you know, you had the whole computer Red Queen thing in the first movie.
Yeah.
Red Queen is back in this.
She's back in the fifth one as well. I forgot to say that.
So she's in this because Alice is, like, going through the Baron, whatever, and then ends up... she's just, like, looking for supplies in some building or something, and then the fucking computer, like, the screens come online and the Red Queen's talking to her. And then she was just like, oh, yeah, after you were betrayed by Wesker and he lied to you about giving your powers back or something. That was, pardon me, that was the only line or reasoning that you get as to why she now doesn't have any powers. So that entire thing was entirely pointless. Him injecting her and saying, we're going to need you and your powers. What, he lied and then... just left the... What was the point in any of that? That doesn't make any sense. He betrayed them? So why did he even take them there? Why not just leave them to die out in the Arctic? You know what I mean?
What?
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Oh, no. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, my headphones died.
I was wondering why you were so quiet. I was expecting you to be absolutely raging. I was just saying about the fact that Wesker apparently betrayed them and disappeared. So what was the point in him taking them there, saying that he gave her powers back, even though apparently he just lied about it and didn't actually give them back?
Like, what?
What is the point in any of that? Because they were literally just like, oh yeah, it was all a trap to lure all of humanity there so they could be destroyed, and Wesker didn't give you your powers back. So it was a lie. Brilliant, top-notch writing. And then on top of that, she's like, oh, and in 48 hours, the entirety of the last remnants of humanity will be destroyed. There are currently, and who knows how they managed to do, like, figure this out, there's currently only 4,472 humans left on the surface of the Earth.
What?
Apparently.
4,000?
Yeah. It seems like half of them are in America because there's a settlement there that they go to in Raccoon City. There's no explanation of what happened to anyone. There's literally, they don't even try to, like, nobody mentions anything. That, like, anybody, anyone at all from the previous movie. And they just pick it up where, like, she comes across Dr. Isaacs again and he's just like, yeah, I lived. And she's what the fuck? But they just kind of carry on as if he's been there the whole time, kind of
bro,
thing.
Bro, he
like,
died twice. We've seen him die so many times.
There's an explanation as to why, but it's just, what you know, it's whatever. But also, one thing I forgot to mention, in the opening narration, you see, like, oh, the T-virus spread across the globe or whatever. And it's just, like, a cable car with a bunch of people in it, in, like, who knows where. I think it's meant to be in America, but... And this kid, like, collapses and starts convulsing and then turns into a zombie and starts eating his dad and then, you know, kills everybody in the car. It was implied that they're all killed in the car. But again, I'm like, how did this kid just randomly come into contact with the T-virus and just, like, inhale it, I guess? But, like... It's just such a weird, with how they establish it works and passes on and how quickly it works. It's twice now that I've seen where they've had a busy, crowded space. This one's a very small space, but in the other one, fucking Shibuya, like the big fucking crossing, and you've just got like one person who suddenly gets infected and then goes and attacks people, and it's like as if it's as if that was person X. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it's just weird. I'm like, well, they're in a cable car. How did the kid get infected? You normally have to be bitten. If it was airborne, wouldn't they all have got infected? What's going on? I don't understand. It's just a bit weird. But, you know, either way. The Red Queen basically tells Alice about how she's got 48 hours to get to Raccoon City and stop the, like, in Raccoon City, there's a antivirus.
Right.
Which, if released into the atmosphere, will go airborne and will just kill off the T-virus. Literally all the T-virus, anything T-virus will come in contact with it and die. It will kill off all the T-virus. And she has 48 hours to do it because there's like a protocol in place where like they're getting ready to do one big assault on all the different settlements that are left on Earth, and they'll kill them all at once to kill everybody.
Right.
I don't know why, because honestly, what's the point? They got, if it's only 4,000 people left, then they're dead. They're not going to defend against zombies, but sure. So she's got 48 hours, and then she's like, well, why are you helping me? And then she's just like, I can't remember the reasoning she gives. She's just like, oh, well, because fucking just go do it. So yeah, we don't get to see any of the battle, how it plays out. What, like it literally, if you'd taken, it sounds like if you took out the fifth film and didn't do anything with it, and had like a little small something maybe to just wrap up, like what happened in the end of the fourth one with Jill.
Yeah.
If you had a little bit of a bridge, you could completely ignore the fifth film, because I don't think almost anything applies from that movie. I don't think so. But also, I don't... Because do you say, was Claire or anyone in the fifth one? Because I don't think they were, right? Because they give an explanation of, like, when she meets Claire, Claire's like, oh, yeah, they... like, they bundled us in a helicopter and flew us off, but we managed to take control and it crashed and now we're set up camp here, whatever. Even though at the end of the fourth movie, I'm pretty sure she was like, no survivors, these guys are dangerous, no survivors, no mercy or something. But they just like captured everybody, I guess. also, the girl that Alice cared about so much in the fourth movie is never seen again.
Yeah.
That she cared about in the third one and stuff as well. I guess we just never see her again.
Yeah, classic.
Classic.
A classic move.
Yeah. Chris Redfield as well is never seen or heard from ever. No mention of him. Claire doesn't mention what happened to him, I'm pretty sure. I don't remember her saying something. Maybe she was like, oh yeah, brother's dead, but whatever. but anyway, so she's kind of... This one's definitely not... Out of the three that I saw, I would say that the fourth one was my favorite one, because it has like Wesker and stuff. It feels out of all of them, it feels the most Resident Evil-y, even though the second one was set in Raccoon City, let me tell you. so yeah, she's been given this thing to do, and she ends up on... It's just weird. She's like, she's got 24 hours to 48 hours to get there. I don't know how far away she is, like, because Raccoon City is obviously a fictional place. But she sees a motorbike and she goes to get on it, but she sees it's like an umbrella one, and because it's just like it says umbrella on the side, as if they now also make motorbikes. So she takes out her knife and she's like, "This is suspicious." And then she just gets jumped by a bunch of like, I guess, umbrella operatives who are wearing gear that I think was probably the gear from one of the early movies or something. You never see people like that again in this movie. It's just, she just gets jumped by a bunch of them who are waiting for her there. And what? I was like, why are they waiting for her there? Like, under a bridge in the middle of nowhere? Like, what the fuck? And she does this, like, she gets caught in, like, a trap that is like a rope that pulls your leg up kind of thing. So you're hanging.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah. And she spins round.
And she spins around and shoots them all and she kills them all and whatever, and they're all shit. But the thing is, she then gets on the bike and there's like a thumbprint activation thing, which she does because I think I can't remember if the Red Queen had said to her, like, you're technically still like Umbrella staff or property or something.
Yeah.
So I can't remember if she said something about that. But yeah, she just she scans it and then it just knocks her out. So that whole time, they didn't need to do any of that stuff. Like, they didn't need to shoot her. They didn't need to do whatever. She was just going to knock herself out anyway. So what was the point in that? There was just let her do that. There's no point. It was fucking stupid. But then she wakes up and it's Dr. Isaacs and he's got her in this big fucking tank thing and he's got all of his cult buddies and he's like, I'm alive and I have a cult now and whatever. And what they do with people in this like cult that they've got, he calls her an unbeliever. And I was like,
what?
That's so fucking stupid. He was like, guys, she's an unbeliever.
That's
not
so
a non-believer,
shit.
Not a whatever, just an unbeliever. I guess he's saying she's unbelievable. I don't know. But what they do is they tie a rope around the person's wrists and tie them to the like just to the back of the fucking tank thing they've got, some weird like, you know, tech tank thing, and then just make it so that they have to run behind it because it's not going like super fast.
I remember this.
It's going fast though, so you have to like sprint. So that she's got to run behind it because he's trailing like a fucking miles long horde of zombies and they're right behind it. So she's trailing and then the zombies are like nipping at her heels. And then you have like a big fight and, you know, they fight on top of the thing and they fight wherever and blah, 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 back and forth. And he says about how she says something about like, you could end all this. Why don't you do it? And he immediately deduces, oh, somebody's told you about the anti-serum or the antivirus or whatever. So then he's like, yeah, we're going to kill off all of the rest of the last little bits of humanity. And he says, a world ready for the righteous after the cleansing. And I was like, okay, except it's full of zombies. Like, all of the people that you cleansed, quote-unquote, are zombies, pretty much. So you've gone from having 7 billion people to 7 billion zombies and monsters and T-virus things that will just try and kill everybody. So what's your plan? I guess maybe they do the T-virus wipeout afterwards, but they never said that. I don't know. And anyway, it's they have a fight, and again, you have like 10 or 11 cuts within about 3 seconds where she like disarms him and slices up his back or whatever. And he's like, ugh. It doesn't take him out. It's just like a part of the fight where I was trying to count how many cuts they had. And it was too many for me to process. And then she escapes on a bike and whatever, and gets to Raccoon City. But Raccoon City had been nuked at the end of, which I thought was the case, at the end of, like, the second movie or whatever. So it is this huge, and, like, stuff like this looks good. Like, they put budget into it.
Yeah.
But this massive fucking crater, like, an entire city is gone. But the idea is that the crater is deep enough that there is access to the Hive from there. Because it shows a little fucking hologram sort of diagram of where the Hive is, and there's like a long tunnel that leads from the bottom of the crater sideways into the Hive. And she goes, she drives away, she gets to a settlement, and oh, Claire is there. And she's like, we've got to prepare ourselves because it's Isaacs and he's got a big tank and he's got guns and he's going to beat us. And then they sort of do like a big setup and prep and like lure all the zombies into this mass, because it's this massive like funnel building, like this huge big, almost looks like a smokestack type building. And then they funnel all the zombies in and then pour, like, loads of oil or something, or they have loads of fucking gasoline or whatever, and then set fire to it. So they set fire to all the zombies or whatever, and they kind of... Isaac's kind of escapes, but, like... Oh, no, he... Yeah, they basically leave him behind, and they're like, let's get out of here. We got to go do a hive.
Yeah.
And they go into the hive. But the thing is, it's like, because this is where she meets all the other people. Like I said, you've got Claire, you've got Ruby Rose, whoever her character is. You've got, who else was in the team? Claire has like a boyfriend. Oh yeah, the boyfriend is fucking Sir Lancelot, I think, from Merlin.
Oh shit! I knew I recognized this guy.
Yeah. So he's her boyfriend in this, and you've got like a couple other characters that you meet. I can't remember who else is there, but so they are going down into the hive, and I was kind of zoning out at parts when it got to this bit, because I guess it's supposed to be like a callback to the first one, but they're like going through, trying to sneak into the facility, so they go in through like the air vents and stuff, and there's a big fucking huge, like literally as big as a building, like turbo fan thing. And I think Wesker knows that they're coming, so he's sat in the control room and he's like saying, he said to the Red Queen that he wants manual access so that he's triggering traps and doing all sorts of stuff. You have traps that are just so ridiculous. Like, I think it's the air vents that they're in at the time, and all of these lights come on. And then one of the guys is just, because they're all kind of crawling through, but it's still a fairly wide space. And one of the fucking NPC people that's with them, there's just like a trap door that just opens underneath him, and he falls down into like, he falls all the way down and hits this grating. And it's just this grating that's like in the ceiling of a huge cave that's just like empty space. And then the guy drops and he dies and whatever, because he's an NPC. But for some reason, there's just all these weird elaborate traps in there that you're like, why is this here? I don't understand. Like, this doesn't make any sense. Why do you have like a trap door in one specific bit there for them to go into the cave or whatever? And then right next to that trap door, the sides of the walls are also trap doors that flip open and send Alice and someone else into different rooms and stuff of the actual facility itself. And they fight some monsters and it's whatever. And Ruby Rose gets killed by those big blades because it's spinning really fast and it's sucking everyone towards it. And then Alice acts like she's lost a long-term friend because Ruby Rose gets like pulled into the blade and dies. It's whatever. It doesn't. But it is at 1 hour and 8 minutes when you have the iconic fucking scene where Alice's two guns shooting at this big fucking huge teeth monster thing. And literally there's like a cut for every single bullet between, and it's just cutting back and forth between like her and the monster and the guns or whatever.
This.
And it's just like bang, 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 bang. And it's cutting like, bah, 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 bah. And it is such a fucking mess. It's so terrible. It's so funny, but yeah, it's terrible. And then, you know, you have like shenanigans, they do whatever. And she gets to a point where she meets Dr. Isaacs. And what's happened just beforehand is Wesker's like, all right, we need to wake them up. Like, these guys are too good. We've got to wake them up, quote unquote. And the Red Queen's like, we were told to only do it in emergencies. And he's like, wake them up, goddammit. And what he's referring to are the two co-founders of Umbrella who are in crisis cryo chambers, one of them being Dr. Isaacs, the real Dr. Isaacs.
Oh, shit.
And one of them being this old lady. And it turns out you see them like going down a big elevator in the hive, and literally there are millions of pods that are everywhere. That are all cryostasis things that are obviously, and they're like, oh, it's the Umbrella elite. You know, it's all the wealthiest 1% or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Which I assume they mean, like, the wealthiest 1%, like, in the world, not just, like, umbrella fucking, you know, people at the top of Umbrella, because fucking hell, if there's that many people at the top of Umbrella, what the fuck? That's a lot of people to be at the top of a company, no matter how big it is. So, anyway, yeah, so you have that whole thing, and I was like, okay, now some of the story does make a little more sense, because we were always saying, what's the point? And like, what's up? What are Umbrella trying to do? They've killed everybody everywhere. And there's like, what, a few Umbrella people left? What's the point? But it's like, oh, they're cleansing the world of everybody so that these guys can rebuild it however they want it or whatever. And I'm like, okay, but what happens when all of those 1% come out of their things and they don't have anyone to like make their dinners for them and build their buildings for them and stuff? You know what I mean? They look at the world and they're like, fuck me, we did destroy every building, so we should probably get some builders in here. And they're all like, shit, we killed all the builders. What do we do now? But yeah, so Dr. Isaacs is like, hey, I'm Dr. Isaacs. It's me. Nice to meet you. Just kidding. He's like, it's the classic bad guy thing where he sat in the chair and he's like, oh, that's right. It's me. The other man was a clone and whatever. And he thinks he's the real one because that's what makes a good clone. And he has this bullshit fucking like, Alice is looking at, she looks at a pen, and then you see like a quick vision of her like moving forwards and grabbing the pen and stabbing him in the throat. And then she looks at a decanter of like whiskey, and it's her grabbing it and smashing it over his head and whatever and blah, 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 different ways to kill him. And then he's looking at her and he's like, no, Alice, that won't work. Not the pen or the decanter or the something. And he's like, you see, I know every scenario you end up dead because I've got super combat mode or whatever. And it, you see like his eye has like, you see his vision and it's like a computer thing where it's like enhanced combat mode activated. And he looks at it and you see a vision of him where she goes to do that. And then he kills her every time. And I think there's a little bit of slow-mo maybe in there, but he basically reveals that he's at the top of Umbrella and he's got the, he literally holds out this big tube, which looks like the tube from the first one, I think. I can't remember, because I think they had like some sort of antidote there, but it's like a tube with a double helix looking thing full of green liquid. And he's like holding it and obviously she's pointing the gun at him and he's like, if I break this down here in this underground thing, then it's never going to see the light of day. And this is the only one we have. I was like, oh, dude, why would that be the only one you had? I mean, he's obviously he could just be lying, but, and then it turns out that because Claire got separated earlier, it turns out that Claire's boyfriend, who's with, Alice at the time, was like, on Umbrella's side the whole time and turns on her and she's like, Claire would not be pleased. And he's like, well, Claire's probably dead right now alongside everyone else. And then Claire shows up and she's like, wow, that's nice. And he's like, Claire, I didn't mean it.
He's like, no, then, wait, let me tell you something.
And then they sort of, they get the drop on Isaacs and whatever. Cause Isaacs, he's holding the antivirus. And then, it's like a glass tube with metal ends. And then as he goes to put it away, the metal ends have like a thing that kind of, it's like it not retracts, it like extends outwards to cover the glass and seal it in like a metal casing so that it's safe before he puts it in his pocket. Right. So I was like, shoot him.
Yeah.
If he drops it, it's not going to break. You're good, shoot him. But I guess the other guy behind her had the gun as well, whatever, fine. And anyway, so you have that sort of reveal stuff. And then, because it is a callback to the first game, first film, just before they went to see Isaacs, they passed through that laser hallway from the first movie, where all the lasers were going down it and stuff, if you remember. Classic. But it's all caked in, like, grime and stuff, which is funny. Like, I don't know how long it's supposed to be, but also if it's underground, where's all that grime and dirt coming from? Like, there's no...
All the blood.
Like, that's all sealed. No, it's like literally the walls are black. And then she, like, puts her hand against it and wipes it to one side. And you see the lights behind the glass. And she's, like, flashes back to the laser room or whatever. So the bag that she left of guns, because they had, like, a bag of guns or something in that first one, remember, that they left there?
Yeah.
She was like, oh, I've got this bag of guns. Brilliant. I left this here. And she, you know, gives a gun to What's-Her-Face's boyfriend. And then when it is revealed that he's a traitor... He goes to shoot her, but there's no bullets in the gun, and it cuts back to her getting the guns out of the thing, taking the bullets out of the mag before she gives him the gun. And I was like, what the fuck? How did she... And he's like, how did you know? And she's like, you were still alive, or something like that. And I was like, what the fuck? That's so fucking stupid. And you end up... for some reason, What's-His-Face... Isaacs just sort of knows everything that's happening, even though he's just stepped out of cryo. I don't know. But yeah, so they sort of have that whole... They have that whole thing, and I think that's when you have the reveal. It is. You have the reveal then that the old lady that also gets revived from cryo, who owns, just by a small amount, the majority shares of the company. It's like 51% or something. And that old woman is the girl at the very beginning of this movie where they do a little kind of like, this man had a daughter, and like when he found an umbrella, because like she had this disease that made her age really quick. So she was 25, but she looked 90, and he made it. He discovered the T virus and gave it to her and whatever. And it helped. And she's Alice. Like, the whole time, the Alice that we knew was a clone of the original Alice, which is the old lady.
What?
Yeah. So this whole time, the Alice that we know is just a clone. She's just like a clone of the original Alice, who is one of the founders of Umbrella, right? Or as Dr. Isaac calls it, Umbrella. He's like... He says something, I can't remember what the line is, but he's like, the Umbrella Corporation. I was like, all right, Rihanna. but anyway, he has this feud with the old lady where basically he's like, I want to do what I want to do. Because she's like, good. And she won't let him do the bad things. So even though I don't know how she was on board with all the shit and killing the whole everyone. I don't know what that was about. But he was like, I just need to wait until you die, and then I get full control of the Umbrella Corporation, because otherwise these other guys won't listen to me. And I was like, they're all in cryo. Just kill her.
Yeah.
And then tell them that it wasn't you. Or just say her cryopod malfunctioned or something. Like, what? I don't understand. Like, just kill her? I don't know. It was just dumb. I don't know. And you have fights and blah, blah, blah. They do the laser hallway again, but it's her and Isaacs in there, and he's, like, proving how much better he is by doing all of his, like, moves and shit, and they're beating each other up and whatever, but then he doesn't realise that she's just put a grenade in his pocket, and it blows out, like, part of his fucking waist.
Oh my god.
Because then it's, like, getting down, right down to the last kind of bits... he's turned off the Red Queen. He's like, because it's kind of revealed that she, like, you know, betrayed them or whatever. And he was like, transfer all powers to me and turn yourself off. And she was like, cool. All right. Cause she has to do what he says or whatever. There was one bit which I thought was cool, which is the fact that, cause Wesker's there and he stood kind of half in, half out this doorway, and he's got a gun pointed at them. And the old lady was like, there's one thing you forgot, to Isaacs. And she was like, Wesker is an employee of the Umbrella Corporation, and I have the majority of the shares or whatever. And Wesker's like, I'm not loyal to you, I'm loyal to him.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, but you work for my company. Sir Wesker. And she just points at him and she's like, you're fired. And then immediately, because the Red Queen can't hurt, like, employees or whatever, so the Red Queen's like, cool, slams the door down on him and chops his leg off. and he's like, ah! Or traps him, I think. Traps him under the door, maybe, but, like, mostly severs his leg. And one of the other people, like, Alice or somebody, gets, like, a grenade, pulls out the pin and puts it in his hand, and she's like, don't take your hand off of that or it'll explode. And that's kind of the end of Wesker, because he's just sort of, you don't, like, later on, he just dies, like, as in the old lady version of Alice is, like, doing some stuff on the computer, and he's like, oh, help me, or something, and she's like, Wesker, you're finished, so just hurry up and die, please. And then at some point, he lets go of the grenade, and they all explode and stuff, like, towards the big kind of finale thing. So you literally don't see much of him after that, after all the stuff that he survived through before. And they don't say that he's a clone, so I'm assuming he's not, but I don't know, they just sort of didn't care about that stuff. So then, yeah, it ends up that what's her face, Alice, takes the serum, goes to the surface, and then Isaacs appears again, and he's like got a gun to her, and he's like, no. But then the other Isaacs, the clone, like, crawls his way towards where they are. And he's like, I got you, Alice! Because he's all crazy and shit. And sees that he's a clone and is like, wait, what? And then just stabs the original guy to death.
What?
Like, he just stabs him to death. And he's like, I'm the only real one. And then the zombies catch up with him and just eat him. Like, they just grab him and start eating him. And then Alice is like,
shit.
All the zombies are, like, running at her. And just before they get to her, she, like, throws the... Because the whole thing is like, but Alice, if you do this, you will die because you have the T-virus in your system. The T-virus has infected you. And she's like, but I am going to do this for the greater good. And so she throws the vial down. And all, literally like that, all the zombies in a wave in front of her just collapse, and it ripples outwards, and all the zombies collapse and die and whatever. And then she falls to her knees and she falls to the ground. And then, and I think maybe before, I can't remember when. Yeah, no, she falls to the ground, and I was like, cool. She's dead. And she's not gonna get back up. And then she opens her eyes and then sees Claire, and Claire's like, Alice, what happened? And she's like, why am I not dead? And then Claire was like, it just killed the T-virus in your system, but it left all the healthy cells, so you're alive. Oh no, it wasn't Claire who said that. It was the Red Queen that she appears to them. And she's like, oh, Alice, it only killed off the T-virus, so you're fine. You just don't have any T-virus in you now. We said that it would kill you as a test, to see whether you would be a self-sacrificing person, because nobody Umbrella would ever do that.
What?
And I was like, fuck off. Why? I hate when they do that. When they're just, it's the same as the fucking thing that I will always rant about in the fucking, what's it called? Fantastic Beasts, the second movie, where they'd clearly established that this guy had lost his memories, and then they just have him come back and say, oh, hey guys, turns out I didn't lose them. And I'm like, fuck you. Like, that's such a disrespect to the audience, to just set all of this up and then just turn around and just fucking cop out and be like, oh, but they didn't actually die, though, because... it just killed off, like, the bad bits, and the rest of her is fine. I'm like, how do you think it works? Like, you can't... Oh, fuck me. It's just so... The T-virus bonded with her cells. So you're killing the... It doesn't matter. Whatever. And then it's literally just like... You did it. You say... But she's like, well, you know, this antivirus is going to take a while to reach the whole rest of the globe because it's traveling on the winds. So now I've got to ride around on my motorbike and help out the last people alive or whatever. And she's got a couple of those giant bats that are chasing her at the end, and she smiles as she's like, but I was just like, okay, for one, there's 4,000 people left on the planet, so you're probably not going to see anybody.
Yeah.
The chances of you finding anyone are very, very slim. Also, there was a great moment when the... I keep going to say Wesker. When the two Isaacs see each other, and one of them, the clone, is like, who the hell are you? And he goes, I'm you, you idiot. And it just made me think of the fucking... this is just a reference for us. But it's the Kingdom Hearts quote, yeah. I'm me, he says. Brilliant. Oh, but that's it. Like, that's the whole big thing, that she's just like, cool, antivirus, kills all the zombies everywhere.
Fuck.
But there's only, like, a handful of people left on Earth. And oh, and they blew up the whole facility as well, so all of those umbrella people are dead. You know. And why does it matter who has fucking majority shares in a company that literally just doesn't exist in an apocalyptic world?
Yeah, like, point?
What's the point?
Yeah, what's the point?
Oh, it's so stupid.
Oh, man.
Oh.
But anyway.
That last, like, 20 minutes or so was just me fucking blasting through what happened in this movie. But it was just so dumb. Like, where's... I suppose Luther West died, didn't he, in the other one? But just they just don't care about it. They do some callbacks to the first movie, which, you know, you're like, okay, cool. If you're a fan, then you'll be like, cool, the Red Queen said to all of the Umbrella people, you're all going to die down here, whatever, like she did in the first movie to the non-Umbrella people. But, like, there's no build-up to that. They put that stuff in there because they just couldn't think of how to carry on the fifth movie, you know? Fuck me. And also, the fucking guy, Paul W.S. Anderson, I didn't realise, he directed Event Horizon, which is, like, a cult classic movie. Apparently it was, like, not critically received very well at the time, but it's the one that inspired, like, the look of... Well, things like that, and obviously, like, Alien and stuff at the time. Like, earlier than that, but... stuff like Dead Space and stuff was all inspired off this kind of, like... It's that kind of almost Lovecraftian space shit. It's like a haunted house in space kind of deal. Event Horizon's really fucking good. It's got great cast. Anyway, point is, how did he do both? He didn't write it. That's probably why.
That's why they...
And his wife wasn't in it.
But yeah, bad film, good. So...
Oh, yeah. Man.
I don't remember anything about that film.
Yeah, because this film is so forgettable.
Yeah.
Compared to the others.
Yeah. I mean, I forgot the fifth one, but that one, none of it. Apart from that bat, I barely remember any. But yeah, that is everything. Next week is the penultimate episode.
Yeah.
So we thought we'll go out with some bangers. One that we've been talking about since the first episode. Cat in the Hat, boy.
Yeah.
I fucking love Cat in the Hat.
We've
got to
give him his film.
It's good. It's so good, dude.
Don't spoil your
it's
not that
so
we've already
good.
Spoiled it.
It's so
your
good.
Your view on the film.
You'll be blown away. It's hilarious.
I saw it when I was younger, but I don't remember.
Nah, it's good, bro. It's good.
Don't people say to watch it as a horror movie? Isn't that like a thing? People are like, oh, watch it with the mindset that it's a horror movie.
No, it's funny. Mike Myers is genuinely hilarious. Anyway, yeah. We'll save it.
We'll see.
So, yeah, if you want to keep up to date, it was on Instagram. We do funny posts. If you want to help out the show, share, give review. we're almost at 2 hours. But yeah, as always, we'll leave you with
yeah,
Inspirobot, baby.
Just Inspirobot.
Nope, AI Walls, baby.
Yeah,
I nearly had it. It's currently I've worked this out.
Sure.
It's currently 22 Inspirobot, 19 Image Flip. And there are 3 episodes left, including this one.
Yeah.
So if I don't win this,
yeah,
that means Inspirobot takes the trophy.
The crown. Yeah.
So it's all or nothing. I think you should go first.
It's going to be a very biased judgment.
You should go first.
All right. Well, I've got a lovely blue sky, some sort of thin clouds overhead, and it's a very weird sort of placed shot. But you've got a guy. You can just sort of see at the bottom of the picture. You can see like his head and his arms reaching up, sort of into the middle of the middle right hand side of the shot. And he's holding a flag in that muscly arm. He's holding a flag in that hand, and that flag, by golly, you know, that's the American flag, baby. It's flying proud. It's got the stars. It's got the stripes, the whole shebang. This man is a proud American. And on the left side, and on the left side of the screen, it just says, "Enjoy, girls." The goddamn American way.
Salute. What the fuck is a kilometer? All right. Well, mine's on brand. On the American theme. Mine is, it's the Trump meme, you know, where he's like holding up the Bill of Rights or something. You know, he's...
Oh, yeah. He's holding the, like, a sign something towards the screen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like... I can't remember what the format of the meme is, because I think it's like, it's 2 pages and it says something on one page and something on the other, I think. But this one has just one page blank, and then the other page is just Donald Trump holding up a piece of paper that says, "My tummy hurt."
Oh, he got a little tummy.
Donald Trumpy's tummy hurt. My tummy hurt.
I can imagine that as like him in court, and they present this stuff to him, and he's like, "Yeah, but my tummy hurt." Oh, brilliant! Yeah, go on. That's good.
That's worth it. It keeps the dream alive.
It keeps. Yeah, yeah. I'll dangle this. His dream.
At best, we could draw.
Like, yeah.
But yeah, thanks for listening. We'll leave you with a granny Facebook meme. last time. I won't do it anymore. But
yeah, last time.
it's this grandma. And they blocked out her name, so I don't know what her name is. But she says, these are 3 separate posts. The first one says, "I want to change my Facebook password." The next one says, "Cancel my password and create a new hidden password."
And then third
post says, "The new password." And then it's got a comment by herself that says, "Show me the new password." And then she's replied to that comment saying, "Show me the new password, please."
Oh, I love it.
Good stuff.
So good.
Good stuff. All right. Yeah. Fuck off.
Fucking, yeah, bit of a long one.
Yeah, sorry.
So you can go do one. Not you, them.
And me. Bye.
And you. Bye.